God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We see here that God already loves us. Before we could ever love him, he already loves us. So much so that he would not hesitate to send his own Son into the world to become one of us and save us from our sins. In fact, he tells us quite explicitly here, he did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, no, but to save it. For anyone who will believe in him. So we see here that we are called upon to love God in return. And how do we do that? Well, we believe in Christ, the Son, whom the Father sent into the world, who suffered and died on the cross for us. How much more could he show his love? Rose from the dead, remains with us day and night in the Eucharist. How much more can he show us his love? Do we love him in return? Are we willing to do what it takes to show that we love him in return? Well, above all, to show ourselves that we love him in return. Because here's the other point that this passage makes. How many of us say we believe, but do we truly live what we believe? And if we don't live it, do we truly believe? Can we really say that we truly believe? See, it's not enough to say so with our words. We actually have to live what we believe in. We shouldn't be afraid to do so. In fact, our Lord here tells us, if we truly live what we truly believe, then we will go towards the light. We're going to go out and let it be exposed. We want it to be seen that it is from God. You see? We won't be afraid. Whereas, what does he say? He speaks here, a theme we see actually throughout the Gospels, darkness to light, darkness, light. Now, what is that darkness and light that our Lord is speaking of here? Well, that darkness is sin, which we have sought to overcome in a particular way during the season of Lent, so that we could come out into the light during the season of Easter. Our Lord himself is that light. That's why we proclaim as we walk procession with the Easter candle and the Feast of Vigil, Lumen Christi, light of Christ. And we all respond, thanks be to God. Christ is that light that dispels the darkness of sin. That's what we celebrate as we continue to celebrate, as we celebrate the Easter season. And Christ is that light, and he has dispelled the darkness of evil, sin and evil. If we will follow him, if we truly believe in him and we are willing to live what we believe, we will find that light. And that light, Christ himself, will lead us to our salvation, to paradise. We need not fall back into our sins and then hide in the darkness, which is what our Lord right here is telling us. That's what we tend to do. But we must follow him, live what we truly believe, live that faith we profess. Live it every day, in deep prayer every day. Every day we should spend some time in prayer before God to express that belief, and then seek to live it and not be afraid to. Even if it's just little ways each day, the sign of the cross before meals, whatever it happens to be, we need not be afraid to do it. How many others might just see that and be converted, come back to the faith themselves by a simple little gesture? We are evangelizing when we do that. Let's not be afraid, but carry out every day living that faith we profess and continue to profess even now. Even if it's just in little ways, but every day, always seeking to be united to him, to the will of God, always. And we will find that light, which is our salvation, Christ himself. Praise be Jesus and Mary.